and found himself reading through the list of Weeksboro's fallen Union soldiers. The past was palpable here, a feeling that deepened when he detoured through the cemetery and found a slate headstone dated 1798. People, he noticed, had died young in the past. He thought of Leah. Many graves belonged to children. Pushing on, he passed between two white churches glaring at each other across the street, then turned left onto Bolton Road, and half a mile down, reached Howlett's Campground. It was privately owned, a fact made obvious by the continuing parade of hand-painted signs. "Welcome! Glad you found us! Cliff and Vera." Free firewood, showers, and ping-pong. Also free fog, rain, and mosquitoes. Park at any unoccupied site, then check in at office. Office hours, from whenever we feel like it till whenever we don't. He looked at the Prussian blue sea while he walked, half surprised it wasn't labeled with a sign. Striking out down a path to the water, he surveyed a sandy cove, then returned and passed through a grassy camping area with many free spots, but no privacy. He continued on and found a site more to his liking among the trees, with a table, a barbecue, and seclusion. He could see none of the other campers. There would be no need to hide his work, a physical and psychological luxury. He pried off his pack, dug out his tent, and strung his